Rook Emberson's life revolves around power, vengeance, and control. His body tells his tragic story, angry burn marks covering half his torso, permanent reminders of the inferno that devoured his childhood home and parents. These scars run deeper than flesh, shaping him into someone who trusts no one except his sister Evie. By day, he commands Maverick Moto, a successful motorcycle empire. By night, he operates a lucrative information selling network that has made him both wealthy and feared throughout the city. Despite achieving what most would consider success, Rook remains haunted by unfinished business. His ultimate goal transcends mere survival. He wants to systematically dismantle the corrupt empire of Cameron Fletcher, the man who orchestrated the fire that destroyed his family. "I've decided I won't wait for karma," Rook frequently reminds himself during darker moments. "I'll be his karma, burning his life to the ground just as he to mine." His carefully planned world tilts on its axis during what should have been a routine debt collection. When Elliot flees at gunpoint, abandoning his date, Rook finds himself face to face with someone who doesn't fit into his world of violence and retribution. A woman whose presence behind him on his motorcycle offers a tantalizing glimpse into a world of normalcy he lost long ago. Regan Fletcher has it all: wealth, beauty, and status as security magnate Cameron Fletcher's daughter. Yet beneath her polished exterior, she craves purpose. Despite her business degree and ambitions, her father limits her to decorative roles, denying her meaningful responsibility. "I'm expected to attend countless events where I'll merely smile and represent him," Regan laments. With her father terminally ill, she fulfills these obligations while yearning for substance. When her date, Elliot, abandons her to a gun-wielding stranger named Rook, everything changes. This dangerous man offers a glimpse of a different life, one filled with peril but also authenticity. Despite her fear, she's drawn to his raw intensity. This dynamic defines their relationship, Regan repeatedly choosing Rook's dangerous thrill over her privileged but predictable existence. When he breaks into her bedroom wearing a mask, she invites him in, rather than calling security. Each choice pulling her further from perfect daughter toward the rebel she truly wants to be. What begins as cat and mouse evolves into something deeper. Rook becomes obsessed with finding Regan after their first encounter. At a Halloween festival, he proposes a game. If he catches her within an hour, she must reveal her identity. Their chase mirrors their relationship, Regan running, yet wanting capture, Rook pursuing with precision. When he corners her and she reveals she's Regan Fletcher, everything shifts. She's his sworn enemy's daughter, yet his desire remains. Rather than walking away, he sees an opportunity for revenge, as his friend Aiden suggests. His calculated approach gradually yields to genuine feeling. He helps Regan's friend with a harassing manager and teaches her to navigate society events using secrets as leverage. "Power comes from knowing what people fear losing most," he explains, "whether it's reputation, money, or freedom." The turning point comes when Regan kills to protect Rook from a bounty hunter. Rook pulls her into a passionate kiss, telling her she looks like a queen, dripping in blood and diamonds, impressed by her strength and spirit. The foundation of Rook and Regan's relationship is built on deception. After Regan kills to protect him, Rook confesses he initially planned to use her to destroy her father before killing him. He reveals how she unknowingly gave him access to her father's operations, that Cameron and Elliot are stealing shipments, and that her father burned Maverick Moto. Most devastating, her father put a hit on Rook, with extra payment for killing Regan first while Rook watches. Regan refuses to believe her father would order her death. When she demands Rook leave, he insists his love is now genuine despite his original intentions. Though he slams the door as he exits, "She's still mine, whether she accepts it or not." This revelation forces both to confront painful truths about her father and his vengeful motivations. Their reconciliation comes gradually, as Regan eventually surrenders, offering to stay with him forever if he promises not to kill her father without permission. Family relationships form the emotional core of this story. Rook and his sister Evie survived a fire set by Cameron Fletcher that killed their parents, a trauma bonding them in rare tenderness amid Rook's otherwise hardened existence. For Regan, family means her father Cameron Fletcher, whose approval she's constantly sought despite his emotional neglect. She sacrificed her ambitions to care for him during his terminal illness, yet he excludes her from business matters, claiming she lacks initiative. The betrayal deepens when Cameron announces he's giving control of the family business to Elliot, who once abandoned Regan during a mugging, and reveals his engagement to Elliot's mother, creating a new family that excludes her entirely. This rejection drives Regan towards Rook's crew, who ironically provide the family connection she craves. The ultimate betrayal comes when Cameron, confronted with evidence of his crimes, attempts to shoot Regan with a gun Rook slides across the desk, only to discover it's empty. Power dynamics permeates every relationship in this story. Rook teaches Regan that power comes from knowing what people fear losing most. Their dynamic constantly shifts. He initially controls by knowing her identity while concealing his, yet Regan gradually claims power by seeking him out, killing to protect him, and negotiating their relationship terms. Both protagonists undergo profound transformations. Regan evolves from a sheltered, obedient daughter to a confident woman embracing her darker impulses. Rook transforms from a revenge-obsessed criminal to someone capable of compromise and genuine love, even at the expense of his decade-long vendetta. Violence catalyzes change, particularly when Regan kills to protect Rook, fundamentally altering her self-perception. Love transforms both characters deeply, challenging Rook's single-minded revenge focus and helping Regan embrace previously suppressed aspects of herself. This story explores whether beauty and love can coexist with violence and revenge. Through Rook and Regan's relationship, we see darkness and light coexisting within the same person, rather than being mutually exclusive. Regan's artwork symbolizes this theme. Her drawing of a girl bound by thorns facing a mirror that reflects a beautiful but sinister horned version represents her internal duality. Another piece shows skulls forming a tree trunk with bright pink flowers blooming, death giving rise to beauty. Their relationship embodies finding beauty in darkness. What begins as manipulation evolves into genuine care. Rook, initially planning to use Regan against her father, ends up showcasing her art. Regan eventually kills to protect him and chooses life with him despite knowing his violent nature. "Run, run, rebel, I will chase after you for the rest of my life," becomes Rook's promise of pursuit, not for revenge, but for love. "Loving him is chaos and darkness and warmth," Regan reflects, "a thrilling mix I want forever." Embracing their complex relationship with its danger alongside protection.